Use of disposable and tidal carbon dioxide detector device for checking endotracheal tube placement. Introduction. Endotracheal intubation remains one of the critical skills for all concerned with emergency and intensive care. In life-threatening situations in the operating room, intensive care unit, emergency department, and in the pre-hospital setting, endotracheal intubation is a commonly performed emergency procedure. It's not uncommon for young registrars to face this challenge in the delivery room. Bag and mask ventilation is an intervention that is performed in up to 10% of delivery room resuscitations in newborn infants. Catastrophic situations like inadvertent, undetected esophageal intubation can occur in the hands of the most experienced people. Similarly, senior staff often needs reassurances with regards to intubation skills of the junior staff. Clinical method of determining the tube placement are usually good enough for an experienced operator. However, there can be circumstances when opinions may vary between the nursing and medical staff regarding the tube placement. If the oxygen saturation increases quickly, there is little doubt, though at times this may not happen. In those precious moments, a lot of confusion can arise when the tube placement is in doubt. Similarly, it's difficult for a specialist on call who is contacted through telephone to judge whether the intubation has been correctly performed or not. End tidal CO2, ETCO2 detectors provide an objective evidence of tube positions in the trachea. This can prevent unnecessary re-intubations and can quickly reveal the misplaced esophageal intubations. Endotracheal intubation. The usual clinical methods used for confirming endotracheal tube, that is ETT position, such as bilateral breath sound auscultation, chest movement visualization, clouding of the ETT, auscultation over the stomach, etc., occasionally fail. Since CO2, which is exhaled through the trachea, is not usually detected in the esophagus, capnometry can distinguish between endotracheal and esophageal intubation. In the early detection of esophageal intubation, measurement of ETCO2 has been shown to be superior to pulse oximetry, especially in patients who are pre-oxygenated with 100% oxygen. Physiology. CO2, which is produced during cellular metabolism, is transported to the heart and exhaled via the lung, and so ETCO2 is a reflection of ventilation, metabolism, and circulation. By keeping any two systems constant, changes in the third system are found to reflect changes in ETCO2. Hence, it is a non-invasive technique to evaluate these systems. ETCO2 is increased in hypermetabolic states such as sepsis, malignant hypothermia, shock, and pulmonary embolism. Decreased cardiac output and decreased pulmonary blood flow during cardiopulmonary resuscitation, that is CPR, cause decreased ETCO2. In anesthesia practice, ETCO2 monitoring has become a standard of care. The normal ETCO2 is approximately 38 mmHg, that is a 5% concentration of 760 mm of atmospheric pressure. In patients with normal perfusion and ventilation, ETCO2 measurement closely resembles arterial CO2 partial pressures. Technology. A non-toxic pH-sensitive chemical indicator, metacrizole purple, visible through a clear dome, detects CO2 in gas mixtures flowing through it. Concentrations of CO2 are indicated by reversible color changes. The detector turns yellow during expiration and purple during inspiration when it is attached to the ETT of a correctly intubated patient. When attached to an ETT placed in the esophagus, it remains purple. Color ranges are visible through the dome. The device, which works for about 2 hours, responds to breath-by-breath CO2 changes. Increased humidity can decrease the clinical lifespan of the detector. Only if there is reversible color change, the indicator color is to be interpreted. The single-use device, which requires no sterilization, warm-up time or calibration. The detector has a shelf life of about 1 year and its use is easily learned. Infants. It should not be continuously used in small infants because of the danger of rebreathing expired air. Adults. Among adults, in order to avoid false positive readings, that is, yellow color despite esophageal ETT position, caused by the presence of CO2 in the esophagus immediately after ingestion of carbonated beverages or after bag valve mask ventilation, reading should be obtained after 6 breaths as per the manufacturer's recommendation. Caveats: permanent yellow discoloration can occur due to direct contamination of the indicator from gastric contents, pulmonary edema fluid, or intratracheal drugs. Drugs such as epinephrine come in contact directly with the indicator membrane. For color change, the mean minimal CO2 concentration needed has been shown to be 0.54%, that is 4.1 mmHg. Uses: neonates and infants. After being first studied clinically by Smallout and Kalinda in the 1970s and in the late 1980s-1990s, this methodology has been studied extensively in various clinical settings. Verifying endotracheal tube, that is ETT position, has been found to be the common use of ETCO2. Recommended evidence of effective assisted ventilation is the observation of adequate chest rise. However, chest rise can be difficult to identify by inexperienced personnel who may be confused with abdominal rise from stomach inflation and is associated with increased ventilating pressures. The time spent in verifying the endotracheal tube position, that is trachea versus esophagus, in newborns, including premature babies with body weight less than 1000 grams, can be significantly reduced by the use of disposable pediatric endotracheal CO2 detector. Direct visualization of the ETT going through the vocal cords and CO2 in the exhaled air are the gold standards for verifying ETT position. Besides visualizing whether the ETT is going through the vocal cords, ETCO2 measurement has been found to be the most reliable method of reconfirming ETT position in an infant who is already on ventilator support. At present, many neonatal units use this as a standard practice. It is recommended by Australian Resuscitation Council neonatal guidelines for verification of correct tube placement. The author's personal experience suggests that it's a useful device that can be of great value where the skill of the operator is in doubt and senior staff are not on site. Another use is in infants who desaturate while being on respiratory support. Tube position can be confirmed by using this device. This can be of real value when the senior staff is not present on site and the confidence of the staff on site in re-intubation is limited. Thus, this avoids unnecessary re-intubation attempts. We found that the device is of high positive predictive value, that is, the color yellow is very reassuring. However, it is imperative to remember that if the perfusion of the infant is very poor, for example, in a newborn with very low heart rate, especially if the infant is premature, the exhaled CO2 may be so less that the detector may not change color in spite of correct tube placement. The detector quickly changes color once some perfusion is established, usually before the actual saturation increase is detected. We did not notice a similar problem while it's being used for bigger babies. Infrequently, we found that this device shows false negative results when the continuous gas flow through the device is high, probably resulting in dilution of exhaled CO2. We encountered this problem only while using NeoPuff. When we switched over to the resuscitator, that is lateral bag, the color of the detector changed immediately. The cost of the device is around $8.80, that is approximately 260 Indian rupees. We do not feel that it's necessary to use it in every intubation, but selected use is more cost effective. The manufacturers recommend a single use of the device. Once the device is removed from its packing, it attracts moisture and hence loses its sensitivity with time. However, if immediately after use it is resealed in a plastic envelope, it can be reused. Before the first and the subsequent use, it is important to take note of the original indicator color. This should be purple. If it is already yellow, then the device is no longer useful. We do not recommend its multiple use since there is no evidence to support it. However, where resources are limited, the intensivist can explore the possibility, keeping in mind the reversible change of color rather than static change is more reliable. Use of end tidal carbon dioxide in adults. ETCO2 monitoring has been strongly recommended in pre-hospital settings and is the standard of care among anesthesiologists. If experienced anesthesiologists who perform intubations daily need to use ETCO2, the need is even more pressing for its use in the pre-hospital settings and in the emergency department where intubations are performed less frequently and in less favorable settings. Pre-hospital transportation can dislodge ETT and it can also take place because of rough road conditions and during inter-hospital transport or because of patient movement or insecured ETT. In the early detection of esophageal intubation, especially if patients are pre-oxygenated with 100% O2, ETCO2 has been shown to be superior to pulse oximetry. This is because after the displacement of the ETT, the absence of CO2 is detected in the very next breath, while it takes a little while for drop of O2 saturations and for the occurrence of physiological changes, false positive readings, that is readings indicating tracheal placement, can be avoided by obtaining readings after 6 breaths, which may occur after ingestion of carbonated beverages or bag valve mask ventilation. True readings are obtained by the end of 6 breaths when there is a CO2 washout. Colorimetric detectors have shown good results in adults in the ICU, ED, OR, transport and pre-hospital settings. False negative readings may occur during CPR because of very limited pulmonary blood flow and detector remains purple despite correct intratracheal placement. ETCO2 monitoring is a valuable tool during cardiopulmonary resuscitation. ETCO2 levels fall abruptly to low levels at the onset of cardiac arrest, increases after the onset of effective CPR, and returns to normal levels at the return of spontaneous circulation, that is ROSC. End-tidal CO2 has been shown to correlate with cardiac output coronary perfusion pressure, efficacy of cardiac compression, ROSC, and even survival during effective CPR. In both adult and pediatric CPR, the colorimetric detectors which were shown to correlate with infrared capnometry in a pediatric canine arrest model have been shown to have prognostic value. The initial value of ETCO2 was found to be proportional to the short-term survival. Conclusion. Using the portable device allows much faster detection of erroneous intubation and much easier re-intubation, and this is of particular benefit to babies who are erroneously intubated in the esophagus. It is useful that the operators are less experienced in pre-hospital setting and in reconfirmation of ET position on an infant on ventilatory support. It is a handy piece of equipment which should be a part of all resuscitation trolleys.